Daydream Believer by The Monkees, a fantastic choice by you, Mick. Why did you choose that one?
Well, this has a particular history because Davy Jones used to live in Denton, where I'm from.
Yeah.
So whenever I was going to college when I was a teenager, the bus would go past his house. And that was very inspiring because you sort of think, my God, this pop star is really famous all over the world, came from Denton.
Came from right here.
Right here. Yeah. And you sort of think, I can do that. I'll have a bit of that. That could work out very nicely, thank you very much. And it always was sort of inspiring to think that, well, if he could do it, then I could do it. And you just think, well, anybody could do it if you apply yourself. So I count Davy Jones as being a sort of a bit of an inspiration.
Brilliant story. Next, the fantastic Ready Teddy by Little Richard.
This might be one of the greatest rock and roll records ever made. Little Richard is just the dogs, isn't he? He's just got the voice. I remember listening to a bootleg. A friend of mine claimed was actually the birth of rock and roll from R&B, and it's Little Richard, and it's actually, he's singing a song, and I can't remember which song it was, and it's the first take, and it's really slow. It's a bit like a Fats Domino record.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And then slowly, take two, it just starts getting a bit faster and a bit faster.
No.
And then he goes, let's just do it really fast. And all of a sudden he goes, ready, set, go, man, go. And it's off. And they claim it's like the birth of rock and roll right there and then. So you've got to include Little Richard. He's amazing. And Ready Teddy was one of his best.